If you're looking for a more flexible way to homeschool or just make learning work better for your family, Time for Learning can help. It's an all-in-one online curriculum for pre-K through 12th grade with customizable lessons in core subjects, electives, and enrichment courses, so you can create a learning plan that fits your child's pace, interests, and goals. And because homeschooling is easier when parents have the right support, it also comes with tools like an activity planner, automatic grading, and transcript templates to keep lessons organized and make progress easy to track. Whether you need a full homeschool curriculum or extra academic support, Time for Learning adapts to the way your family learns. Right now, get $20 off your first month at timeforlearning.com with code PODCAST at checkout. That's time4learning.com. Start today with month-to-month access and no long-term commitment.
Is college still worth attending today? In this video, I am going to analyze from an economic perspective if it makes sense for most people to still attend four-year university and get a bachelor's degree or go to graduate school or PhD or beyond. I just aspire to make this video as a response to some comments in my video about the blue-collar, white-collar convergence I did a few weeks ago. Specifically, how a lot of people interpreted that video as me just taking a shot at the university system, and that basically going to college is a waste of time and money and nobody should do this. First, I don't think that is necessarily the case. I think a problem in the political right in the U.S. is that they have become anti-intellectual and anti-education to the extreme. Sure, there are a lot of left-wing professors out there who don't know what they're talking about, but to translate that and to basically saying there's nothing you can gain from a university education and willingly holding the career potential behind for the next generation due to an ideological conflict or just a perceived diminished value due to higher costs is not necessarily the answer either. However, there is some truth to it, otherwise we wouldn't see declining enrollment rates in universities, especially among young men across the nation. Welcome to Analyzing Finance with Nick. Let's get to it. Okay, let's first start with the career earnings gap between a bachelor's degree and somebody who just only has a high school diploma. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, median annual wage for full-time bachelor's degree workers with a bachelor's degree is $52,000 a year. Whereas for somebody who's just out of high school, it's only $30,000 a year, which is basically the equivalent of working 40 hours a week of minimum wage in a state like California, where it's about $15 an hour. So I think it's higher both for those people, and it's also higher for the university degree level. I think a lot of jobs fresh out of college at 22 are well over the $60,000 a year point now, especially if adjusted for all the recent inflation that's happened. But let's just assume that they've gone up proportionately, or let's just actually say the blue collar slightly gained. So let's just say instead of a 74% pay gap, there's a 65 to 70% pay gap. So over a lifetime, if those both compound at the rate of nominal wage growth has in the economy, the person with a bachelor's degree will make 84% more in their lifetime than those with only a high school degree, which translates to about a little over $1.2 million from age 22 to 65. So this is where the $1 million number comes from, that somebody who goes to college makes $1 million more than somebody in high school. But it's not as straightforward as that. Because first, that doesn't factor in opportunity cost, and it doesn't factor in amount of money that you had to spend to go to college that you either have to pay off in debt at a fixed return, or if you paid up front, it's returns on investments you would have been able to accrue otherwise, that money had to go to paying tuition and the cost of living of college. So if you adjust for the cost of attending a university and I'm using the median between public and private college tuition because the numbers are very different depending on which path you pursue on that. there's a present value gap of only about, if you discount the earnings throughout the career by a 5% discount rate and factor in the cost of college, that gap shrinks from $1.2 million to about $150,000. And based on the tuitions for schools, it depends on where you go. Like a private school is about $60,000 to $65,000 US in tuition before cost of living. So if you manage to live very cheap, it's going to be probably $85,000 to $90,000 a year to go to college now. Whereas in a public school, like a good public school like UCLA or UC Santa Barbara, it will be, the tuition will be about $14,881 per year. And then the cost of living will probably be about another $15,000. So let's just say it's $30,000 a year to go to a good public university. And so basically the benefit is the same cost as 4 years of going to the public university, in terms of present value. So you do get some sort of payout above that. That's what the present value formula comes from. For private schools, that number basically washes out because I use the median average of the two to get that number. So if you go to a private school, your present value is probably zero for university if you are an average student with an average payout. So like in general, nobody's really losing on the net unless if they've made very poor choices in terms of their field of study or what institution they went to. But the gains aren't as strong as they look on the surface level with the $1 million difference in pay. So the question is not that, the answer is no, it's not worth it for everybody to skip college. That's what we've answered. It is worth it for a large percentage of young people to still go to college. The question is that what circumstances does it make sense to go to college? There's a few things I would look at. First, let's look at the pay for students who go to top 50 universities. If you just do U.S. News top 50 universities in the country, the statistics point a little differently. According to payscale.com, the median salary of early career pay for the top 50 universities is way higher than that $50,000 a year mark. It's actually closer to $87,800 a year. So if you go to one of the 50 highest paying universities in terms of salary out of college, or just the top 50 U.S. News most prestigious schools, it's going to be about $80,000 to $90,000. If you exclude the engineering schools like the MITs, the Colorado School of Mines, Caltech, that number drops a little bit from say like $87,000 to closer to about $80,000, but that's still considerably higher than the $50,000. And if you run the numbers on that, then the payout is much more favorable of going to college. So that's one thing. It definitely makes sense. If you get into a U.S. News top 50 university, it makes sense to go to college, hands down. Second condition, what you study in college, because pay heavily varies by college major. For those who study like hard sciences, engineering, finance, economics, accounting, they have pay of well over the $60,000 in their early career, the 22 to 27 average. A lot of these professionals get over $100,000 by their mid-20s. And they are well able to pay off their bachelor's degrees. On the other hand, if you're studying something like a major that ends in the word studies, or something more in the humanities that doesn't have an immediate application, it could be a lot harder to find a job, but underemployment risk is much higher. Also, if for those who tend to lack people skills, because a lot of white collar jobs involve either sales or getting along with people on the corporate ladder, and a lot of people skills, and you don't study computer science or a more technical major that allows you to move up based on raw talent and output more than the office politics and the rainmaking side of life, yeah, then college may not be worth it for you. Introverts who may be better in the trades, where they can just focus on working on their little niche with their hands and not have to interact with the broader world. But even in the trades, the most successful people in the trade are business owners who are able to build large construction contracting firms or plumbing firms where they hire plumbers to work under them. So that might be a penalty for both the college and the non-college graduates. So major selection is a big one too. If you select a productive major that or go to a top 50 university, because even like the art history major at Harvard is still going to get a good job because they went to Harvard. So if you're a top 50 university, no matter what you study, or if you're not a top university to study something productive, your chances of getting a job that will pay off any student loan debt and or be a meaningful improvement to not going to college or working in the trades is worth your while. The other thing is, how much of a self-starter are you? If you're somebody who's disciplined enough to finish school in 4 years or less, and you either go to one of these schools or more productive, or maybe go to a slightly less prestigious school, but have the self-discipline to finish on time and be able to network hard enough to get your foot on the ground running. I met plenty of people who've gone to less prestigious colleges, but they just had enough discipline and enough hustle to make a successful career out of themselves. College is worth it for those who can apply themselves. And those who otherwise don't know what they want to do and just go to college because they're supposed to and just switch majors a lot and dilly-dally, then they're going to rack up not just a lot of debt, and maybe their family can pay for it, but so they don't even rack up debt, but they waste a lot of time. Like, time is money, and if you spend the prime of your years in school for 8, 9, 10 years, this is also why I tend to be skeptical of graduate school. The opportunity cost of giving up your 20s and the time of your life when you have the most energy to go out and do things in the real world, to be sitting in a classroom, can be a major loss. And if you don't study the right thing or just don't have a sense of direction of what you want to do out of school, you can waste a lot of time just floating by and trying to figure that out and not get the ROI needed to make college make sense. And then the other thing is, if you go to a private school, even if you do study something more practical, going to a private school outside of the top 50 is generally bad ROI. As I mentioned with the average salaries of people and the type of jobs private schools outside the top 50 provide versus public schools of the same caliber is not material enough to pay the extra $30,000+ a year to attend. If you go to the state school at that tier, the opportunities are not much different for you. But the cost a fraction of the amount of money of going to a similar like second or third tier private college. And so that's another time where college does not make sense, is going to second or third tier private universities. And what is defined as second or third tier private universities really depends on what you use to measure that, whether it's average salaries or rankings or how well those jobs have a reputation of placing, how well those universities, I mean, have in terms of placing people into good, productive jobs. So overall, my view is that, is college worth it? Yes, is it worth it for as many people as people perceived it to be when I went to college 15 years ago? No, that's the answer. So again, if you want to maximize the value of college, have a plan. Don't start university until you know what you want to do out of it. Like, I've seen a lot of people get stuck in something what I call the JUCO trap, where they will be in a junior college because it costs less. So in dollars, they're not spending that much, but they spend 3, 4, 5, 6 years there, which was should have taken them maybe 2 to complete because of either constantly switching majors or just not applying oneself or just being laid back because they're still living at home. And the opportunity cost of the JUCO trap in terms of years off your life makes that a serious risk. Even for those who don't get stuck in the junior JUCO trap, they do the same thing in a four-year college and constantly switch majors. It's the same time opportunity cost, but there's also a much bigger financial cost because tuition is much higher in those circumstances. And then people who drop out because they realize, oh, I didn't want to do what I originally planned, but I don't have enough money to finish on the new changed major, or I was too busy focusing on partying or other things I shouldn't have in college, and I failed out. Now my family really won't help me, or I'm not going to be able to afford to go back to college because I lose my scholarship, or I'm not going to be able to get funds or loans to go back again. That's a way people get trapped. Like, not going to college and not finishing is probably the worst scenario. And there's a large percentage of Americans who do that. So it's either you go all the way and finish, or you're better off not doing it at all. And if you are going to do it, there's basically 3 paths to success. Go to a top 50 university, study a practical major, at either a top 50 university or a lower tier university that is public, or 3, have a plan of what you exactly want to do and how you're going to go about doing it. Some people, they are more suited for the trades than going to college, especially if they prefer something more physical versus an office type environment for their work, or they just are not academically inclined enough to fit in the first 3 categories. And that option should be made more available. It shouldn't just be the default, no matter what your grades were in high school, no matter what your academic inclination is, that you should go to college. At the same time, a lot of conservative influencers think that it never makes sense to go to college. No, it makes sense if you, again, study the right things, go to the right school, and have a plan of attack. And overall, it's a nuanced answer, but that's the answer about whether it's worth going to college or not. If you disagree with me, or you have any points that I missed here, or have any points that actually strengthen my arguments, feel free to leave a comment, like, subscribe, and share this with people you know. Thanks for watching.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.